Wake up, everybody. Wake up.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world is
short. That's it. Good morning and welcome.
What it used to be.
Welcome to the big station.
There's so much.
Q95.
War and poverty.
Wherever you are, whatever you may be doing at this time, Q95FMRadio.com. Q95DA.com.
Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen.
Pleasure is mine in the morning to welcome you. If you love to hate me,
they're the ones who
hate to love me.
And the world is in their hands.
Or just love to love me. I love you all the same.
Teach them the very best we can.
It's hot. It will be on the hot seat.
Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better.
It is the weather report from the Dominica Meteorological Service at the Douglas Charles Airport for today, Thursday, August 25th. The weather is recorded at 7 a.m. Today's weather is expected to be cloudy to overcast at times with showers, periods of rain and possible isolated thunderstorms. Weather conditions at the Douglas Charles Airport, overcast with adjacent showers. Surface winds westerly at 6 knots or 11 kilometers per hour. The temperature 25 degrees Celsius or 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Yesterday's rainfall was 3.4 millimeters. Rainfall for the month 147.1 millimeters. The weather conditions at the Kingfield Airport, cloudy with light wind. Surface winds northwesterly at 3 knots or 6 kilometers per hour. The temperature 24 degrees Celsius or 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Yesterday's rainfall was 3.1 millimeters. Rainfall for the month 80.7 millimeters. The sun will set today at 6:22 p.m. and rise tomorrow at 5:52 a.m. Today's high tides will be at 10:50 a.m. and 10:23 p.m. Today's low tide at 3:48 p.m. The weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles. Moisture and instability following the passage of a tropical wave is expected to continue to result in an increase in cloudiness, showers, and possible isolated thunderstorms across the area during today and tonight. Persons in areas prone to flooding, landslides, and falling rocks are advised to be vigilant and to continue to exercise a caution. Additionally, Tropical Storm Gaston has developed into the third hurricane of the Atlantic hurricane season as of midnight last night. Hurricane Gaston continues on a northwestward track over the open waters of the central tropical Atlantic, with maximum sustained winds up to 75 miles per hour. Gaston is expected to weaken back to a tropical storm later today and poses no threat to Dominica. Moderate sea conditions are expected during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking near 7 feet. Now for the weather forecast for today and tonight. The weather synopsis: weak and stable conditions are affecting the island. The forecast for today and tonight: cloudy to overcast at times, with showers, periods of rain, and possible isolated thunderstorms. Winds are expected from the east through southeast at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts near showers. Sea conditions moderate in open water, with waves of 1.5 to 2 meters or 5 to 7 feet. For updated information on weather conditions, please log on to our website at weather.gov.dm or call the weather hotline at 447-5555. Reporting from the Douglas Charles Airport, I am Janelle Markison. This service is brought to you in the compliments of...
this week, we heard that four master men entered a popular shop in the Baffin Estate area. Once again, four masked men entered a shop and shot a buff-fisted man. Nike Ballard is now nursing gunshot wound to his legs at the Princess Margaret Hospital. The incident happened about 10:20 p.m. on August 22nd. Yesterday afternoon, I paid a visit to Mr. Bellot, Nike Bellot, at the hospital. We had this conversation.
You're speaking to
Nike Bellot,
Mr. Nike Bellot. Of course, we just want to say thank you for allowing us your time, spare time. There, we heard about the incident in Baffin Estate earlier this week, where, of course, you got shot in both legs. Can you tell us, or bring us back, rewind the tape there, and tell us what happened that night?
It was Monday night, a little about after 10. I just changed shift with the previous staff. I had about maybe 20 minutes to half an hour already in my shift. I was dealing with two customers at my counter, and I just saw some masked men with two guns running the shop and started shouting at me, "Pass the money, give me the money." So I look at them and I ask them if they was joking. They tell me they're serious, and to show me the level of seriousness, shots started bursting in the shop, and you know, things start to get a little out of hand. I try my best to give a little resistance, but with a 12 gauge pointed in your face, I mean, you can only resist so much. So it worked out to the point where I think if they left with anything, it was really minimal. But I don't know why, when they left and they reached on the road, I come out from behind the counter, you know, to kind of try to see if I could get a little visual of something, you know, like something. The guy just turned around and shot at me in my foot. Literally point the gun at me in my foot and they shoot me.
Right.
No, the first shots that burst in the shop, none didn't connect. But that one, they had already left the shop. The masked men with their guns had already left the shop. The guy stayed on the road in the middle of the street and shoot me inside the shop.
I think that you're very brave.
All I do think is about bravery. I mean, you're working hard for your survival. I do think somebody just going and come and just get you to just give up your survival for them just like that. I mean, it's not like I have a death wish or something, but the way I honestly feel, if a man want to come and bark at me, you have to kill me and take my money. You cannot get me to pass my money for it. No way on God. Not those that come there Monday night, or not any orders that will come any other night.
So you're not intimidated by that?
Guns can't frighten me, Mr. Belton. I've been seeing guns and playing around guns my entire life. Guns bursting on the streets at my neighborhood, mostly frequent enough. That can't intimidate me.
Do you have any idea who may have done this?
Wow. Well, considering all of them was masked and clothed from even gloves, from hand all the way, I can say it was Matt Belty. I cannot do that. I mean, I can try to assume, but I cannot pinpoint anybody. So for that reason, I would prefer not to call anybody's names. Because, you know, in a situation like that, you cannot guess. You understand what I mean? You cannot be wrong about something like that. You must be right, or you must be nothing.
How are you feeling at this time? I mean, you're shot in both legs.
Well, to be honest, Mr. Pelte, I'm very angry because I'm not somebody that in any kind of form of violence or gang behavior or anything like that. I haven't done anybody anything to, in my opinion, to make them have a grudge against me enough to want to shoot me. And I don't know what these guys think, if I working for them or something. I mean, you know, I don't get their point. Make it worse, you was already on the road, you was already leaving. What you shoot me for? What's your point? What message you try to pass? Next time when you come, give you the money? Hell no.
Others may be fearful even going back.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Pelte, and I really don't care, but to be honest with you, that's how I feel, that's how I watch it. To me, that man senseless. To me, that's just pure nuisance. You know what I mean? You come, you do a thing, you do a thing. You don't shooting me for nothing. What you shoot me for? Anyway, by the grace of the Most High, look me there. One of my foot looking a little not too promising, but the other one, you can see for yourself, it have full movement, flexibility, everything. That one have, well, a kind of a limited movement. From my ankle go down, feels a bit numb and thing, but the doctor say that's because of tendons and ligaments, you know, nerves, things like that, that get a little damaged in the process. But none of my bones got broken. And, well, from what eyes could see, none of my major ligaments or tendons was destroyed. Otherwise, I would have bled to death. So
you're looking at getting other further medical care out of
here? Yeah, because I think if I'm in the OG, the foot's feeling all right, you know, it's not feeling so badly off, you know, though. But the fact that I have limited movement in the bottom part of my leg, I kind of, I don't want to
take any chance
with that. So the doctors and them here, they patch it up, they do their thing for me, they check me IRA. Yeah, if it's possible for me to move on, I'm investigating the possibilities, because, you know, that does cost a little money and everything. So I kind of trying to weigh the options and see what happens.
So you're looking forward to being back on your feet in the not too distant future?
Not too distant future, Mr. Pelte. I hope I will be back on my foot as soon as possible, within a few weeks, hopefully.
Nika Bellot of Bath Estate. What a brave soul there, huh? Anyone with information which could assist the police with the investigations can contact the Criminal Investigations Department at telephone numbers 266-5164 or 266-5165 or 266-5119. Our Crime Stoppers, a telephone number 1-800-8477. He would not be intimidated by four masked men, all having guns. Hello, talk to me.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those with humanity. Mr. Pelte, blessings to your family, sir.
To you, sir.
All right, Matt, let me congratulate the brethren mom. You know, she has spoken so perfectly, Matt. I listened to the lady that I was wondering, you know, like, I mean, the way she commended Q and everybody else and her son, and Matt, she spoke then to me like she's like a media person, you know. She was so well, you know, said. Let me commend her, congratulate her. Let me wish for the brethren speedy recovery. I love that courage. I love that kind of resilience and militancy of what's supposed to be a victim. The brother doesn't feel like a victim. He feel like a soldier. And I love that, Matt, because those who think they can just instill fear in people, it's not everybody you can have being afraid of you. I wish him a speedy recovery. I pray that his limbs will be fully functional, Matt, and the people have to learn, you know. I mean, according to the brother, he haven't got a death wish, but guess what? You're not going to come down scare me with your guns, bro. Anyway, Matt, blessed day to you, and I'm there listening later.
All right, thank you very much. 449-3095-96 and 97. This is The Hot Seat.
Good morning, Master Spelty, and how are you?
Good morning.
This is Edwin Cotsenval here.
Yes.
I listened to the gentleman, and while I must appreciate his bravery and courage, but as a former police officer, I want to tell him, I hope he's listening, and any other person who find themselves in that situation, that they must never, never resist an armed robber, especially somebody who is carrying a deadly weapon. No matter what amount of money you have, your life, it cannot pay for your life. On the contrary, you must try to cooperate with an armed robber so that you can get whatever information you get that you can pass it on to the police. But it is not a wise thing at all to try to resist an armed robber. As I say, somebody carrying a deadly weapon. And one mistake, Matt, I noticed that you made, that when you ask him publicly if he was able to identify any of the assailants, I don't think that was a right question to ask. Especially if you say publicly, you know, he's there at the hospital, they can return and try to finish him off or do some harm to him. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you very much. 8:31 is the morning time on Q95. Let's do this and come back.
In your team, Madam Razad, Silte is Kino. Yali Oti doctor, they take 2 tablets every 6 hours. Yali po 6 tablets every 2 hours. Ambulance Kiwomasi, it got chime. When she recovered Yodi from no one, you go to Quick Care Pharmacy Kote Halsbro. Layoke SPC to be tebao. Lay Wivela, idio, you that is Quick Care? Yodi, yes, ma'am, Quick Care. Every type of personalized service, it tell my satisfy. Lay Viwe Kaili Dimawi, I get dependable, knowledgeable, trustable, and supportable service. Ma we di yes and that is a big table. I gadi eveki di howard juju cafe femwe. I be pon no honey. Go and take your medicine. Yes, Quick Care Pharmacy Kote Halsbro. Service you can trust for all your prescription and over-the-counter drugs. He can, she can, they all can testify about the professionalism and benefits Kote Quick Care Pharmacy. Pumye fan en taxi taxi say St. Thomas Eveki di. The medicine by Quick Care delight all my sickness. It evle di delete. Quick Care Pharmacy, Kote Halsbro. Telephony 440-8600.
Shoppers, are you ready to shop smart? Well, Springfield Trading brings you S-Smart, a new shopping facility located in the Springfield Trading Complex on Goodwill Road. The smart way to shop is with S-Smart. Come and enjoy one-stop S-Smart shopping and get a large selection of quality products at competitive prices in a comfortable and convenient shopping center with spacious parking, friendly employees, exceptional service, flexible shopping hours 7 days a week with ATM services on site. So be a satisfied smart shopper.
A satisfied customer.
Visit us today on Google Road and shop smart now.
S-Smart.
All right, let's take another phone call. There's 8:33. Hello.
Hey, Matt. Pleasant morning to you, Matt.
Yes, sir.
And pleasant morning to listen to Q95. Matt, I want to sympathize with Mr. Bella because his mom is a really good friend of mine, Matt. Matt, I want to share the same sentiment as Mr. Senval, Matt. Mr. Bella, if you're listening to me, I mean, in the future, them skunk, when they come to you to rob you, you better off just give them whatever they request. Because your life is worth more than that. And I'm going to give you one wrong where you should have never yourself go outside to watch those skunk make their getaway. Just leave them. They might have just gone out there and just kill their own self on the road. Thank you, Matt.
That's, you guys are making a very important point, but in another point, do we continue to be intimidated? How do we deal with, as you described, skunks on the outside, trying almost on a daily basis to come with guns? What do you do? You skip to keep them coming? What do you do to fight these criminals? That's just the questions. Hello.
Styles.
Tiles. Looking for best quality tiles at affordable prices in Dominica? Then you must check out Home Base Limited. New arrivals in stock now. 18 by 18, 17 by 17, 20.5 by 20.5, 21 by 21, and 6.5 by 41. Check in store now. World-class tiles for Dominican homes. 94 Independence Street, Roseau. Warehouse, Kenfield Industrial Site. Call 440-0565 or 449-2214. Think Home Base Limited. Think quality. Think affordability.
All right, let's take another phone call there. Hello. 449. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
How are you doing, my brother?
How you doing, bro?
Good.
Well, but Matt, I'm very sorry to hear about this. I take it he's an employee of the
Yes, yes. I think it's a family establishment. Yes.
Well, I want to say to him, you know, I mean, my brother, you're a very courageous man, very brave man, but at the end of the day, it is highly dangerous what you did. Matt, you ask, how do we stop? How do we attack this criminal?
How do we stop them? Because it seems like every other day you were hearing of some, you know, person or persons hold up by men with guns. I mean, how do we stop it?
Matt, the way we stop this is we have to, at a national level, create an environment in the country where adequate employment is created. So once we have adequate employment, people will earn their living. But in any society where there is high levels of unemployment, you will find people do those things as a means of survival. Very unfortunate that they have to resort to that, but it is, they do this for survival. So the answer to this, in one word, is employment. But let me end, Matt, by saying, and that again back to the young man, what he did was courageous, but as has been said before, it is something that should never be done, and it was demonstrated very clearly. The guys came in, they, as the guys very eloquently said, just to show their seriousness, they bust some shots. Just to show that they are serious, these are real guns. At that time, the right thing will always be for the employee to, at that point, not put up any resistance, because you, as a person without a gun, you cannot face a man with a gun that you know. And at that point, he treat him as a criminal. So he's going to act as a criminal. And so that was the whole thing. And further,
In other words, you give him everything in your drawer.
No, not necessarily. But what I say is, you do not put up resistance. You ask me for my money. I say, well, all the money is here, but it may not necessarily all be there. I'm not going to say to him. But what I'm saying is, you cooperate as much as you have to remain safe. You notice when the guys left the store, and the partner just attempted to come outside, they once again showed you, "Bob, keep your cool." That's when they turned and shot. This is why I'm saying these guys showed exactly what can happen if you put up any kind of resistance. So, Matt, it's the kind of thing that one, those of us who encounter that type of robbery, armed guys, really, we don't have much choices when we ourselves are unarmed. Thank you very much, bro.
Thank you very much. Let's take another phone call there. Hello.
Yes, good morning, my brother. How are you doing?
Good.
I've listened to the guy who interviewing the hospital, and I listened to the police officer that called. I think the suggestion that the police officer made was very good, because at the time when they came with the gun, it's an adrenaline rush. The brother didn't feel scared, because it happened to me in like 10 years ago. Gun was pulled on me up in New York. I wasn't frightened. They took my wallet, my chain. I wasn't frightened. And they left. All I did, I watched the call of the car, the license plate. They left out. I went to the payphone. I called the police. So it was about 6 in the morning. And in about 10, 15 minutes, when the police came and picked me where I was, they found the guys, you know what I'm saying? And they parked distance away from the car and told me if I could identify the car and the guys. I said yes, and that was it. You know, I'm not going to resist for like a few dollars and to be a dead hero. No, you give them what they want. And all you do, if you can identify anything, you just look, keep it in your memory, and let the person go. And then whatever you get, just give it to information to the police. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to be a hero and resist, and the guys have a gun and one bullet, and that's your life just changed, and you have your family responsibility and things like that to take off. You know what I'm saying? So, and the problem is my brother, and I keep saying that. That drug epidemic we have on the island, I don't think we've seen the last of it, because we live in New York and we know how it is that people on drugs, they'll do anything. They'll sell their family to maintain their habit with that crack cocaine. Marijuana been along for a long time. We never see our brothers act like that, smoking marijuana, since that crack cocaine came in the island. So we all have to come together and do something about that drug epidemic, because we all going to be a victim, my brother. You don't have to be a drug dealer. You don't have to be taking the drug. But you do it. Being a citizen on island, you're going to be a victim. You understand what I'm saying? So we all have to come together and do whatever it takes to eradicate that thing on island, man. Trust me. We have to do, because before it was a lot of our young men is on that crack cocaine, and they'll do anything to maintain, They have the addiction, because it's very addictive, that crack cocaine. My brother, I don't know. We have to do what we have to do.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. Good advice there. 4493095. Hello.
Good morning to you and the listening public.
Yes.
Drugs, lack of drugs contributes to those kind of violence. Everything went on well with that guy. But if common sense had prevailed there, they let go how many bullets in the business place? You are going at the front to get shot. Let them drive off and then look at their license plate and then see if you could get somebody on the outside to give you an idea. The two vehicles that passed the license plate, did you make it out? You can't go and do that nonsense there. Thank you very much.
Well, he did not think he was doing nonsense, but he said, according to him, and I'll play the interview again, that he was not going to give up his money for these people there. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you?
Yes.
Mr. Mark, with all those things that are happening now, is only one thing if we pay serious attention. Mr. Mark, if you have to look, at only in the city. There is work to be done. Don't speak about village. I never see that in my life. To see the amount of people idling, and it have work. But the work is for one set. If we make sure we bring that things that resting for one set, let people work, give them job. For that matter, I watching even Dumlek, hearing Dumlek, to see the amount of people. I can speak loud and clear in my village to see the amount of people. When you have to watch, even Dumlek cut down on their work. So now, idlers, hearing about the volume again on marijuana, if people have work to do and they're getting work, they will not go through that path. So the best thing, sit down to every village, it have men that in charge, see to it. Those idlers get work to be done. And anytime you catch one that don't want to work, then you can make sure, put a heavy punishment, because there is work to do, not to idle, neither much as to go and rob people.
Caller, thank you. Thank you so much. Hello.
Greetings, my brethren.
Greetings, greetings.
Okay. There is one thing I noticed in the guy's comment, the guy's interview, that the guy said that he is used to guns being around. He is used to hearing bullets around. Why didn't he take a step before to report these things happening, like collapsing bullets around the area? Now he became a victim. And that's the kind of thing in Dominica that people do. High people, you know, cover up for people.
But you don't know. I'm not going to go there. You don't think that the people of the Bathurst area, is no secret, you know, are accustomed of hearing bullets in the area, gunshots? I'm sure it has been reported to the police. So it's not a secret. So I'm not going to blame the guy now. for saying what he just said about hearing bullets in that area. It's no secret. If you haven't heard, 8:45 is the morning time. Let's listen to Mr. Bellet one more time. When we come back, we'll talk to Carlisle John Baptist. Remember, we were reporting yesterday about the big incident. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Let's begin to
Nika Bellet.
Mr. Nika Bellet. Of course, we just want to say thank you for allowing us your time, spare time there. We heard about the incident in Baffin State earlier this week where, of course, you got shot in both legs. Can you tell us, or bring us back, rewind the tape there, and tell us what happened that night?
It was Monday night, a little about after 10. I just changed shift with the previous staff. I had about maybe 20 minutes to half an hour already in my shift. I was dealing with two customers at my counter, and I just saw some masked men with two guns running the shop and started shouting at me, pass the money, give me the money. So I look at them and I ask them if they was joking. They tell me they're serious, and to show me the level of seriousness, shots started bursting the shop, and you know, things started to get a little out of hand. I try my best to give a little resistance, but with a 12-gauge pointed in your face, I mean, you can only resist so much. So it worked out to the point where I think if they left with anything, it was really minimal. But I don't know why, when they left and they reached on the road, I come out from behind the counter, you know, to kind of try to see if I could get a little visual of something, you know, like something. The guy just turned around and shot at me in my foot. Literally point the gun at me in my foot and just shoot me.
Right.
No, the first shots that burst in the shop, none didn't connect. But that one, they had already left the shop. The masked men with their guns had already left the shop. The guy stayed on the road in the middle of the street and shoot me inside the shop.
Some people might think that you're very brave.
All I do think is about bravery. I mean, you're working hard for your survival. I do think somebody just go and come and just get you to just give up your survival for them just like that. I mean, it's not like I have a death wish or something, but the way I honestly feel, if a man want to come and bucky me, you have to kill me and take my money. You cannot get me to pass my money for it. No way on God. Not those that come there Monday night, or not any others that will come any other night.
So you're not intimidated by that?
Guns can't frighten me, Mr. Betty. I've been seeing guns and playing around guns my entire life. Guns bursting on the streets at my neighborhood, mostly frequent enough. That can't intimidate me.
Do you have any idea who may have done this?
Wow. Well, considering all of them was masked and clothed from even gloves, from hand all the way, I can say it was Matt Pelty. I cannot do that. I mean, I can try to assume, but I cannot pinpoint anybody. So for that reason, I would prefer not to call anybody's names. Because, you know, in a situation like that, you cannot guess.
Rosetta!
Today has been declared as Canada's Day. It's also the birthday of Gordon Henderson, Canada's legend. Let's say happy birthday to Gordon Henderson. Coming back to speak to Carlisle John Baptist. This is the Hot Seat. At 9 o'clock we make a stop. Gordon Henderson. Happy birthday.
Back a couple.